Welcome to the Essay Files, spooky Halloween edition. It's that time of year again. In the spirit of Halloween here, we're going to decide on the best Halloween horror movie that you can watch this year. Okay. We have a mixture of good stuff, some bad stuff in there.
Yeah.
We got some bangers. Oh, yeah. Some classics, some personal favorites, just a little bit of everything in there. We're going to see who comes out on top. Tournament style, we're going to pit them against each other. We're just going to see who comes out on top. Who's the number one choice for us?
That?
Yeah, just like that. Just, yeah.
Personally, I'm definitely not partaking in that action. But, let's get this done.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, and just for everyone at home, we each put like five each, give or take.
Yeah.
So these are our, as a group, our personal favorites. Fit up against each other. My bad. It's like maybe anything, right?
No.
And then, we'll see who's number one. With that, gentlemen, let us begin. This is your host, Pogus Bird. Joining me today, we've got the forefront gunning machine for the guns.
What's up?
We also have the delivery boy toy and human gas casket, Agent K.
What's going on, guys? Bring on the applause.
And feeding from beyond the wilderness, the urban legend himself, coming out of hiding, Sasquatch Minara. What's up, dude?
Come on. Y'all are crazy.
Damn, so early.
Oh, the champ.
The champ is here. Damn.
Sorry. Oh.
All right. We'll see if the champs, one of the champs movies, makes it to the top this time.
All right.
Well, starting things off, we're going to have Paranormal Activity, The Marked Ones, versus Evil Dead 1981. All right.
Now, which one was The Marked Ones?
The Marked Ones was...
Four or five?
I think that was four. The one where it's like the in the hood, and it's like a Hispanic family, and the guy like...
That was the one that introduced time travel, right?
Yes.
Okay. Damn, that's a tough one, man.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't see that one. I dropped off on Paranormal Activity after the second one. I think they suck. I don't like Paranormal Activity movies.
Dude.
I think they're lame. They're not scary, dude. I don't think they're scary.
Is anything scary nowadays, though?
Hell yeah. We just watched the Dragon Ball Daima trailer.
Alright.
That's scary as hell.
Okay, so that one, actually, I fell upon on accident. Our sister and I were just bored one day, and we decided to watch it, and we ended up really liking it, and we ended up watching it, like, I think almost every year around Halloween time. So that's a really good pick. Whoever picked that.
Okay. Unfortunately, it's put up against Evil Dead.
Uh-huh.
So I'm right here. I'm putting my vote right now. My handy-dandy board right here.
Well, okay, first of all,
which Evil Dead?
That's the original.
That's the original
one. Yes, sir. The original Evil Dead.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's the OG. That's the real, like, horror one. There was no comedy in it. It was brutal. There was some weird, wicked crap going in there.
Yeah, but it doesn't hold up anymore. Like, just if you watch it back then, it almost is comedy.
No, that one's definitely not.
No?
Number two, and Darkness? Yes.
Is that the one? Which one's the one where, like, the corpse gets up and starts dancing around?
That would be Army of Darkness, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so.
Okay. That's the one.
It set the tone, the story, everything. It was a true horror flick. Part two remade the first one and continued on with the story, and it was like a straight up horror comedy.
That's the one I'm thinking of. Okay.
Yeah. That's the one, where the very end of it, he teleports back in time with King Arthur's Day, but it was straight up a horror comedy.
Yeah.
But the first one is horror. Like, it is straight up horror. There's no comedy whatsoever in it.
With that being said, I think I got my pick.
So, for me, I ain't gonna lie, I've seen the movie Evil Dead, but it's not fresh in my mind where I can remember the whole movie.
Right.
So, just because of that, I will have to give it to Paranormal Activity.
Yeah, mm-hmm. too.
Just because of that.
Have you even seen Paranormal Activity?
Yeah, I think I've seen that one.
Oh, we are tied.
Wow. How do we tie break this? Well, round one, tied. We'll see how we break that. Maybe we'll do a three-way with the next one here.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Love three-ways.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
Get in the party unless it's a three-way.
Nasty.
Guns.
No. No. Oh, my God.
No Eiffel Tower.
I guess you and Minara have to do it.
No.
No, we're good.
Minara's a tower on his own. He's a one-man band. Next bracket, we're pitting Evil Dead Rise, which will be the newest one. It came out last year, right?
Yes.
I think it's last year, yeah.
And we're putting that up against Cabin in the Woods.
Oh, man. Ooh. Come on, bro.
Ooh.
I mean, it's supposed to be a selection of good movies, right?
That's right.
Dude, I love the story of Cabin in the Woods. Like, it was so good.
I think that one's... I haven't seen it.
What?
It's definitely on my list. Is that the one where Batista's in it?
No. That's like the wannabe remake or whatever.
Uh-huh.
That's the different one. It's the same concept, though. Or similar concept, I should say.
Okay.
Cabin in the Woods has Thor in it. Chris Hemsworth.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they go... Like, a bunch of them go to a cabin, and there's literally, like, a... I don't want to spoil the movie, but it's been out for like a decade.
So if you haven't watched it, it's your fault.
Yeah, but it's
spoiler warning.
There's like these corporations all across the world that have like these demonic like facilities.
Okay.
And they have to pretty much like kill off these different individuals and kill off like a virgin to sacrifice, you know, for the gods type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or the devil comes up and destroys the world.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah, and it's the first time I watched it. I'm like, what the hell am I watching? This is awesome, but weird.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And then, like, the ending and everything, it's awesome. I wouldn't call it really a horror movie, because it's got some funny parts to it, but it's got some really messed up stuff in it as well. Mm-hmm. But it's a great movie.
It's like a thriller, almost.
Yeah, it's damn good. So if you've never seen it, do you need to watch it? It's great.
Yeah.
Definitely on the list.
I have to agree with BB. I haven't seen that one either. So
you guys are killing me. Well, have you seen Evil Dead Rise then?
I have.
I was about to say that too.
Oh my god.
So,
stay with us. We'll be right back.
Excuse me, bro.
Hey guys, have you heard of the Essay Files?
No. What's that?
It's a weekly podcast that discusses entertainment news. They focus on topics surrounding Marvel movies, TV shows, DC movies, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers, anime news, pop culture properties such as Aliens and Predator, and various other geek culture series and movies.
That sounds awesome. I'm a huge fan of all those things.
Me too. I've been listening to it for weeks now. And it's really funny. The hosts are very knowledgeable about their stuff, and they always have a lot of interesting things to say.
So how do I subscribe?
You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you can listen to a podcast.
Awesome. I'm going to do it right now.
You won't regret it.
Oh, my God. Okay, bro. explain that one.
You know how they made a remake or whatever in 2013 or wherever it was, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's unfortunately it's like a clone copy of the original movie, but with like a no Ash, and it's like a female lead role.
Mm-hmm.
But technically, and if you look into the lore and everything, it's actually a sequel to Army of Darkness.
Hmm.
Yep.
So. Because if you remember the original Army of Darkness, there was three books of the dead.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we always saw the first one. The first book was played out through the first three movies.
Okay.
And then, of course, the TV show, which I don't even think that's canon to the universe, even though it technically was, but now it isn't. I don't know.
Mm.
We'll have to find out when the new sequel comes out.
Yep.
But the remake has the second book.
Yep. So it's a different demon. or yes. demonic presence that comes
up. Okay. And then this one, which is the sequel to the new one, but they're all sequels, it's the third book, which we've never seen before.
Oh, yeah. That's cool. Okay, I didn't know that.
But yeah. it's pretty much an Evil Dead movie. Everyone becomes possessed. They all kill each other. They all kill all the humans. You see some messed up
Guano
in it.
Yeah, and I think it was actually really well made. It all takes place in like basically in an apartment complex, on one floor of an apartment complex.
Yeah.
And for that small setting, dude, I think they did a really phenomenal job with it. Like there's not a lot of movies that like really send shivers down my spine, but that one got me. You know, got the hairs on my back of my neck standing up.
For a true horror movie, a horror experience, that is probably the number one.
It's a pretty good movie. I've watched it like 3 times.
3 times? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that's saying something. Right there. I think I'm ready to make my decision off of those descriptions.
All right.
Which one's number one?
Yeah. Number one, Evil Dead Rise.
Okay.
Two is Cabin in the Woods.
There you go. You get Hangman over here.
There you go.
It's across the board.
Unanimous.
Across the board, yeah. You did pique my interest with Cabin in the Woods. It does sound like something I want to watch. But, it's you kind of sold me on Evil Dead Rise. Like, that, you bumped it up higher on my list.
Oh, dude, it's a
month. Dude, watch it. It's on Max, I think.
Okay.
I think so, yeah. If you're a fan of the series, and you love all the Evil Deads and the Army of Darkness and just everything... It's a must-watch. Even a remake, a reboot, whatever the hell you want to call it, it's a must-watch. It was damn well done. Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
And even Bruce Campbell is in it.
Can you?
Yeah. For
okay. a disappointment.
For a second, yeah.
All right.
You don't see him. You hear him.
Ah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Make sure your kids are asleep, though.
Yes. Yes. No kids. No.
Hide your wife.
Yeah. All right.
I know Kay knows where I got that from.
Yeah, you do.
Next bracket, we've got the Amityville.
Amityville Horror.
2005.
So that's the Ryan Reynolds one, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh. Ryan Reynolds one, okay.
Dude, they've made that movie like 100 times.
Yeah, they have.
But the Ryan Reynolds one is damn good. It's probably the best one, in my opinion.
Wow, really? You know, honestly, I haven't even seen that one. I've seen.
Oh my goodness!
I have seen other versions of this movie. Like, I think I saw the original one. I saw like part 2 or 3. I don't think I've seen this one with Ryan Reynolds.
It's good.
That's good.
So I don't want to upset you guys.
Oh my god!
Is he even around the boat? If he's never seen any
of real? Oh my god!
We're relying on you guys who have seen this movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god!
Us. And you have to sway our votes here. Okay. That's probably good. Well,
so we
that's
got
what
that
we did last round.
What's the second movie?
Second movie: Freddy versus Jason.
Oh!
Just off of that, number
right
one.
There.
Number one.
Okay, so
what?
Honestly,
hang on though.
Honestly, for a horror movie, you got to go with number one.
Yes,
but number two,
as
cheesy as it was when it came out, because I went to the theaters and watched it, it was terrible. Mm-hmm. But it is amazing. It aged well.
It did age well. Yes,
you watch it now, dude, it's enjoyable.
But is that considered a horror movie?
I wouldn't.
It's like an action thriller, ain't it?
Yeah,
I agree.
I think it borders the line, you know, because it does involve two of the biggest slashers from the 80s, 90s era. It does have elements of horror. Ah, dude.
Killing
Sorry, bro. It's done.
I'm just based off of horror, it's got to be number one.
Come on, man. Freddy almost did the people's elbow in that movie, man.
Yeah, he did. I forgot about that.
Is that going to change someone's vote?
No, it's not.
People's elbow?
No.
Oh, man. All right. Freddy versus Jason. I thought that was going to go a little bit further.
But yeah, dude.
Guess not.
It had some highly comedic moments in there, like the
two high guys.
Yeah.
Dude, that goalie was pissed about something.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man.
The Chainsaw and Bob knockoffs.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. You're right. It's enjoyable. I love watching that movie.
It's
have to watch
good
this.
Movie now.
Yeah. Like Ryan Reynolds.
I wouldn't say damn good, but it's good. All right.
I think it aged well.
Yeah, it did.
I agree. All right, next bracket. Yeah, we're just plowing through these.
Yeah, we are.
All right, first one, Pet Sematary, 1989. That would be the original.
Okay.
And we're going to put that against 13 Ghosts.
Oh, ooh, man.
Ooh.
Damn. Yeah,
these are some heavy hitters right here.
Oh, yeah, that is a tough one.
That's the problem, though. If we're going straight, like, horror movie, dude, Pet Sematary takes it all. That movie gave me nightmares growing up. That very end scene... You know, where the wife the comes back kid? And then, like, kills her husband?
Yeah.
Like, oh, no. Yeah. Dude, that shit gave me nightmares. I'm like, oh, Lord.
Yeah.
But for a story purpose, which I wish they did something, they talked about making a series for it for years, and they never did anything really? With it. Oh, yeah. For each episode per ghost.
That's right. The 13 Ghosts, yeah. 13
Ghosts, that is such an amazing freaking movie.
Yeah.
It's, oh. Dude, why did you have to put those two together?
Damn.
Randomly generated.
Okay.
God damn. Oh, so I have to. I've seen both movies.
Oh, right. Thank God.
First time.
This is the only time you'll hear him say this.
What about you, BB? Have you seen both movies?
I have, yeah.
Okay, so, all right.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I would choose number two.
Okay, so.
Two, baby.
Are we doing, like, strictly off of horror? Like, scared of off of someone, story, both. What are we doing?
What would you prefer to watch?
Yeah, yeah. What like is
this? It's my preference. Damn, number two.
Your preference.
You do not watch Pet Sematary.
That's me right there. All day.
You know what? And plus, I know something. 13 Ghosts has that Pet Sematary don't.
Shaggy
Ghost.
Boobies.
Oh yeah.
It's got boobies.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Dude,
sorry, bro. Sorry, bro.
They're not the nicest set, but I mean, if you want.
I mean, Pet Sematary Horror is definitely number one. It's up there. But yeah, if we go with story, CGI, and stuff, dude, I got to go with my boy, 13 Ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm not mad at it. Both are good.
For sure.
Mail time.
Mail time.
Mail time.
Mail time.
Mail time.
So, since last episode, we did get an email. It reads, "What's up, guys? It's been a while since I emailed and thought it's about time. First, I'd like to say that Cuckle, well, I guess Agent K, is doing a great job on the games."
Still Cuckle.
Shut up. "I'm glad y'all brought them back, as it's one of mine and my wife's favorite segments. The championship had me laughing, and the fact that Minarum won was great.
Champ.
We need
flash that gold, baby. Flash that
gold. Go ahead.
You got a flash. You got a flash.
Oh yeah.
Oh, there it is.
There it is. Just for you. We need some trivia in our lives, man. Second, I hope you'll have something planned for the holiday episodes, as we are now officially in spooky season.
Ooh.
Finally. I'll end with a fun question, as we always do. My question today is, what is the worst moment you've ever gotten a boner?" He did add later, I guess he had listened to the episode. He emailed again and said, "Almost forgot. There is no way in hell that Dante doesn't break through adamantium. Base level Dante kills Wolverine without breaking a sweat. Keep on rocking on, y'all. From Mike Oxhart." Yep.
Oh yes.
There it was. That's what he legit signs his emails. Mike Oxhart.
Good old Mike. Yeah, he's been a long time listener early on. So yeah, friend of the show, Mike.
Friend of the show. I would go as far as to say he is a friend of the show.
Definitely.
So. Worst time to ever get a boner?
Ah, well, we know that's Minarum. The champ should go first,
right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Dude, back in high school, junior high and high school, man.
Any specific moments?
No, just happened all the time. I had to get the book in front.
Yeah, all right.
Hell yeah, dude.
You're like, math, boner. Oh, man. I'm going to say it was after high school for me. It was my second job. I was working at a hotel.
Okay.
I was like a manual labor dude, like setting up rooms and stuff. And okay. I remember I was on lunch break and I was in line. It was like cafeteria style trying to get my food, right? Out of nowhere, just boom, hello. Just had a chub. And I don't know why. And I'm in line, right? And I have my tray like on the little thing here. And I'm like, okay, I'm good. And it was like a long ass table where you can slide your.
Yeah, like the countertop?
Yeah, like that. I'm like, all right, I'm good. I got like 2-3 minutes. You better leave. You better leave, chub. And I got to the end of the line. I'm like, all right, short distance. I'm going for that table right there. And I just ran for it. I'm just and I sat down. And I'm just like, yep, I'm not getting up. I do not need a drink right now. I'll get it later. And yeah, it was pretty rough.
Yeah.
Mm. It was not a good time.
All right. Mm-hmm. That sucks.
All right. Well, mine, it was during football practice.
Oh,
what? Hold up. Yes. Sounds bad.
You have pink skin.
No, but it, in my defense.
You got some pretty lips, boy.
Nah, the female soccer team started practicing right next to the field we were on.
Mm.
And then just right. Imagination with the females running, then big old titty bitties just flopping around everywhere.
You sure one of the guys in the locker room?
Yeah, for sure, man.
He's like, or was it?
We got you. We know.
Wow, really?
Man, I think mine was in high school as well. I had a friend who was like a big time like physical person. She likes you to like come in with like hugs and shit like that. And you know, high school you get like hormones and everything going on and whatever. And just random times it would just come up and whatever, right? And I remember one time she came in like out of nowhere from around the corner, like she came in for like a big hug, and I'm talking about like body to body, and I was like, ugh! And I like had to try to like back up a little bit because I'm pretty sure she felt something.
Fantastic. So,
yeah.
Case hot. Self-defense kicked in. He started farting.
Uh-huh.
No.
Just to back her up.
No. Yeah, I think that was the worst moment for me.
Oh shit, that's
a lot of talking chubs here.
Oh yeah. Yep. Oh yeah.
Well, getting turned on, bro.
Okay.
Just a little bit. Oh, we're not talking about it right now. Okay, no, my bad. No. Yeah. So Mike, I hope you enjoyed our answers, and I think with that being said, Dante wins, and let's get back to it.
You know what? I was going to dedicate this to Mike, but not anymore.
All right.
Back to the brackets.
Let's do it.
What?
All right. Next up, we have Creepshow 2 in a triple threat match against Paranormal Activity, the Mark Ones, and Evil Dead 1981.
What the hell put Creepshow?
Yeah, I have no idea. That's not...
What? Creepshow.
Which one's that one? Exactly.
Creepshow 2. Okay, so when I look this one up, this is the one where... Okay, you know Creepshow. They tell different stories, multiple stories. Right. I know for sure that... All right, screw you guys. I put this there. So... I have fond memories with this man. Like, they're funny. They're bad. They're funny. And I think they're just... good Halloween spirited movie, you know, stories and whatnot. I remember this one story in this that he tells. I think it's the last one. There's like a lady who runs over a hitchhiker.
I literally thought of that one right now. It's a creep show.
For the ride.
Yes. Lady. And it was the creepiest thing. Like, I was a kid when I watched it, and that gave me nightmares. The freaking hitchhiker guy.
I think mom was scared of that one too.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I do remember that one giving me a nightmare that night, the first time I watched it.
There's also an Indian story in that one where like this guy is like disrespectful to like a totem pole or something.
Is and this then, the lake and the, with the big black goop?
That I think that's a different story, but it, I believe that is Creepshow as well.
Okay,
my bad, guys.
How are you doing?
That's all good.
I can't not Creepshow, dude. I have a. It's just a personal favorite me. To me,
you know,
I got good memories with it.
Guilty pleasure.
Yeah, there you go. Guilty pleasure.
I'm ready.
Oh, you gotta break it here. It's gonna break. We're gonna have
let's,
a winner.
Let's do it.
On three. One.
On three.
Two. Three.
Oh, like three number more. Three.
Creepshow. Yeah.
Bro. All right.
Hell just, yeah.
Just because when you pulled that one up, it brought so many memories. And that, as soon as you said the lady ran over the hitchhiker, I knew exactly where you were going with that.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
Don't get me wrong, Evil yeah. Dead for sure is an excellent movie, but man, Creepshow 2, I just have good memories of it, man. Just I wouldn't necessarily say it's a better movie than Evil Dead. I just have fonder memories with Creepshow 2.
All right,
thanks for the
ride.
You know,
I'm not mad at it. I do remember that one being creepy to me as a kid.
Oh yeah. All right. Next bracket, we've got Evil Dead 2013. There's a lot of Evil Dead on here.
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
Evil Dead 2013 versus The Grudge.
Oh, oh jeez. Dude, I don't even have to talk about that one. That one's easy.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Wait, I hope you're not going the way. Let's do it.
So, real quick. Remind me what Evil Dead 2013 is. Is that the remake of the original?
Yes. The one where the girl is possessed because she's like a meth addict or something. And then they take her to a cabin because they want to get her sobered up cold turkey.
Yeah.
Her brother shows up, mm-hmm. and the nerdy guy with the glasses, of course, doesn't heed any of the warnings written in the book. Don't read this. Put it mm-hmm. away. Lock it up. Burn it. And he's like, oh, I'm just going to read it. He reads it and Steph. Goes to hell.
And this one is not comedic, correct?
No.
No.
Okay. This one just... Does it do anything different, anything new, anything to make it stand out apart from the first one?
Just a new book.
It's gory.
It is gory. It
really
gory.
Yeah,
it's very updated. Like, I don't know if you ever saw the trailer where like she like slits her tongue on the box cutter.
Ugh. Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. One of the chicks is like trying to hold the knife out to like scare her. Like, oh, get away from me. And she's like, oh, and she like licks it like a lollipop, and like splits her tongue in half.
Oh crap!
I'm like, yeah. Oh. When I saw that, I was just like, ooh. No, thank you.
I think I know where Kay's going already.
I think so.
I'm gonna say if y'all haven't seen Rise yet, dude, there's a scene in that one with the cheese grater.
Holy crap!
Yeah,
painful. It's painful.
Dude, watch it. Dude, ooh. Watch both of them.
Watching, dude, I think you might actually get scared on Evil Dead 2013.
Damn, dude.
I'm going for it.
Number one.
Oh, wow. Well, my vote don't count. But I'm going to pick The Grudge just because, I mean, it is, you know, the original, the Japanese one is supposedly better. I've never seen that one. But The Grudge, I liked it. I thought it was really good. In a time where scary movies were not scary anymore, when that Grudge came out, I thought it was damn good.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I just thought that they really did a really good job with it.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm not gonna take anything away from The Grudge. It is good, but I don't think it holds a candle to Evil Dead.
Wow, all right, yeah. That good. Huh?
One of my favorite scenes though is the very beginning from Evil Dead, where they light the girl on fire who's possessed, and she just looks at the guy who was the priest or something. I think.
Oh,
or
yeah.
I'll eat your soul.
Yeah.
Fire, dude.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn, man, you guys are making me want
to. Dude.
You gotta watch
it. If you don't work tomorrow, stay up and watch it, dude.
Make sure the kids are asleep, dude.
Yes.
Don't. Right. Not even like, I gotta go to the bathroom. None of that, dude. They have to be knocked out.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on to the next bracket. We have number one will be The Conjuring 2.
Okay.
Which is that? Is that the old man in the house?
Yes, I think. Yeah.
My house.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Not bad. All right. Yeah. And okay, so that's gonna go up against Evil Dead Rise. guys were just talking about this one.
Damn, that's... I like both of them.
So, unfortunately, I have seen Conjuring 2, but I haven't seen the whole, like, Conjuring universe.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm missing out on, like, 10 movies.
Yeah.
They've got, like, 15 or 16 movies or something in that universe.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
You're talking about, like, Annabelle, The Nun.
The Nun 2, the Mexican Boogie Woman or whatever.
La Llorona. Like,
yeah. That one. Dude, there's, like, 15, 16-something movies in that universe, and I've only caught, like, maybe four of them.
Yeah.
Like I'm in the same boat with you, man.
I've seen Conjuring, Conjuring 2, and Conjuring 3, I think.
See, I watched part of 3. I didn't care for it too much, but 1 and 2 I liked a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
And then I saw part of The Nun, didn't care for it, and I saw one of the Annabelles. I don't know which one. I like it. It's just a damn Chucky doll.
Yeah.
More or less. Right. I'm going to go Conjuring 2.
Conjuring
is just a damn good movie. Man. Both 1 and 2.
Evil so Dead Rise.
Oh man, it's a tie. Oh, wow. Okay, let's go move on to the next. Both of them moving on to the next round.
Yep.
Damn, they're just... Oh, man. Conjuring is so good, dude.
Yeah.
Is that the one with the nun in it? And they, like...
Yeah.
They.
That's where they introduced the nun.
Yeah. And, like, they introduced her, or was she already in it?
No, they introduced her. Like, I think, like, that was the one... Where, like, it's standing in the corner and, like...
Yeah.
Like, you catch glimpses of it.
Yeah, that was a badass scene.
They were trying to figure out what the demon's name or what... Or whatever. That's that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my favorite one.
I like that one a lot. That's a really good one.
Yeah. Man. Liked it enough to change your answer?
No. Sorry.
Oh!
Damn!
Right up four and scared.
Boo, wee, wee.
How are you? No, dude. Rise.
Yeah.
Rise is just that bad, dude.
It's that damn good.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Dude, the rate we're going, I feel like we're going to have an Evil Dead face-off.
Yeah, we are.
We just might. But before that, we're gonna put up Freddy's New Nightmare versus The Conjuring. First one. Okay. Okay, the first one, first Conjuring, is also very, very good. That's the little girl, right? Or in the house? Well, I guess.
Yeah, the three girls.
But that one girl gets possessed?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that one's pretty damn good. But I really like Freddy's New Nightmare, too.
I was going to say, dude, I really enjoyed the new Freddy, or remade Freddy, or whatever. It was damn good. The story, the concept, everything, the twist and stuff, it was damn good. So, I enjoyed the hell out of it.
Oh, wait, hold on. I think you might be thinking of the... You're talking about...
Wait, the new Nightmare or the remake?
Not the remake. New Nightmare. That's the one where Freddy is a movie character, and then they bring back the girl from the first movie. And, like, her husband gets killed by Freddy. Like, he comes out of the movies and becomes a real...
Yeah, and... Okay, yeah, dude, that one was terrible. What are y'all talking about? Dude, that was terrible. Oh, my God.
Ah, dude.
I almost thought Freddy had a Minarum vote.
Jesus. No, dude, Freddy was terrible. Dude. Freddy Nightmare was terrible.
Oh, man. I love that Freddy movie, dude.
Oh, my God. It was so terrible.
For Freddy, it feels like... Okay, because, like, Freddy is... Like, I feel like the first one, he was, like, a serious slasher villain.
Oh, yeah.
And then he becomes that comedic, which I love that version of him, too. But in this one, like, he went back to trying to be more serious, and I really liked the way that, you know, he played him.
Yeah.
I just like that one, that version of it. But The Conjuring.
Conjuring.
Oh, sorry, dog.
Damn. All right.
Gotta go with The Conjuring.
Conjuring.
Conjuring. Is that straight across the board?
Across the board.
Across the board.
Man, I shouldn't have said nothing. I mean, I got Minar to vote Freddy.
You could have at least told me it was like one of the ones with Johnny Depp in it or something, but not that one.
Yeah. Johnny Depp was only in the first one, right?
I think it was the second one.
He dies either the first or second one, and then he plays in Freddy's Dead or whatever. He's on the commercial.
This is your brain. This is your brain on drugs.
And he gets smacked. Oh. Yeah, he gets smacked in the face by Freddy. He's like, looks like a frying pan to me.
Oh, okay. You know, I never caught that was him.
Yeah, that's right. He reprised his role as a dead character on the show for a second.
Okay,
yeah, cool. That's pretty awesome.
Next bracket, we have Child's Play number 2.
Ooh.
Versus the Amityville Horror 2005, Ryan Reynolds.
Ooh. Which Child's Play is this? Is this the one where he's in like the army or whatever?
Camp. Boot camp?
No. Part 2 is the one where they are mass producing the Chucky doll, and the end is in that factory where he's after Andy and the stepsister, the adult.
Dude, it's been like 20 years since I've
number
seen
one. Is Chucky.
Chucky, man. Let's see. What's
was it part 3 that he was in the army school or whatever?
Yes.
Military school?
Okay. Right. So let's see. Part 2. Andy gets put into foster. He gets adopted. And Chucky finds him. And he kills the mom. He kills the dad. He's after Andy, of course.
I remember the Chucky one for sure. Because I remember the factory scene at the end where was like the robot arm like goes into his face or something like that.
Yes,
and just crushes it.
Mm-hmm. He gets that knife lodged into his little stub.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he gets melted down. For me back then as a kid, dude, that scared Chucky. The crap out of me.
Back then, yeah.
Oh yeah, he scared the crap out of me.
The first two were good, but the third one was terrible. Then everything after that was just weird.
Yeah, they went more comedic for sure.
Yeah.
But 2 is awesome. Oh, that's also the one where he beats that teacher with the ruler.
Dude, I was literally thinking about that right now, dude. Where she throws him in the closet, and then she goes in there.
Yeah.
Get out of there. And she finally opens it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
No.
Get that Leo.
Leo.
Amityville Horror.
Chucky.
Oh,
man.
Arm.
Yeah! Chucky!
No!
Yeah!
No, really?
Boy!
Oh, man.
Ryan Reynolds is my boy, and that's a great movie, but, dude, when compared to the original Chucky's, oh, man. The Chucky's pretty badass.
Yeah. I was afraid of Chucky back.
Oh, yeah.
We all were.
Dude, remember we used to scare our little sister with her little
chase her around the house.
Yeah. That was good.
Oh yeah.
All right, I'm not mad at it.
All right. Well, here you go. We'll have another chance to get some more puppets on the board here. Next bracket, the Puppet Master number 2.
Oh my god.
Versus Hellraiser 1987. That'll be the original Hellraiser, the first one. Versus the Puppet Master 2.
Damn, I love them both. But
that's an easy one for me.
Hellraiser.
Wow.
Hellraiser.
I love these puppets.
I think I was more scared of Hellraiser than I was to Puppet Master.
Yeah. I'm going to say. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm going Puppet Master.
Puppet Master. Ooh, wow.
Isn't Hellraiser like DC or Marvel or something?
Is it?
I think he is now.
I never got into those movies too much. I saw him back in the day and old pen face. I'm like, dude, that's not scary.
Dude. Dude, the part that got me was the fish hooks where he got the guy. Ooh. All over his body was stretched him out, dude.
You set me up.
For its time, they had some good effects.
Oh,
yeah, definitely.
I think I watched them more for entertainment than scary.
I feel that way also about the Puppet Master. I wasn't necessarily scared of them. I just think it was a really cool concept.
Yeah.
I think they're fun movies.
But I think it had a little bit more, like, scary tone to it than
dude, that long Hellraiser. Hair, like, that hook, long hair with the hook guy.
Mm-hmm.
That little sucker scared everybody. He's killing everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, here's a good one. Next bracket. All right. 28 Days Later.
Oh.
Versus 13 Ghosts.
Oh, dude. Come That's, on, bro. Which one? Which 28 weeks later or days?
Days.
So that's the first one. Okay.
Yeah. First one. So I'm going to go
28 Days Later.
Same. 28 Days.
Number one.
Woo. Oh. Bro.
Nine. Oh.
Whoa. Oh.
13 ghosts. Oh. Man.
Rest in peace, my bro.
Damn. Sorry, Shaggy.
Yeah, man. 28 Days. It's just, such a good zombie movie, man.
It's
yeah,
a good one.
Yeah, it is.
It's... Both I want to say that was the first time zombies were running, maybe?
No. One of the first ones, which I don't even know it's the first one, but the original black and white Night of the Living Dead, they ran.
Okay. They ran in that one? I could have swore
George Romero?
Stood there.
No, they ran. But the makeup and everything, they didn't even look dead. It looked like humans just running.
Yeah.
They're just in the same boat.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Oh. Okay, all right. Since we're talking about zombies, next bracket. This will be good. Dead Alive, also known as Brain Dead, versus Dawn of the Dead, 2004.
So that's the Zack Snyder one?
Yeah. It is.
And then Dawn of the what?
Dead. Dawn of the Dead.
What's Brain Dead? What is that?
Brain Dead, or
like
Dead
that
Alive.
British movie where like the guy gets bit by a monkey or something, and then it spreads a disease. It's not AIDS. It spreads a disease.
It's like COVID-18.
His grandma starts dying or something.
It's the original virus, COVID-18.
Oh my god!
Yeah, dude.
Oh, looking it up right now. This is weird,
dude. It's
definitely a weird one.
It is, but it's. I like it. I think it's really good. It has a good balance between humor, horror, gore. Like it balances very well. I like it.
End with the super granny zombie.
Oh, no. Yeah. That I think is what kills it for me.
Oh man, she
the lawnmower seems pretty cool.
Oh, you know what? Yes, that is awesome. I need to go watch it.
So I personally thought Dawn of the Dead was one of the first ones where the zombies start running.
That's not well. This is
the remake.
This is Dawn of the Dead remake. Yeah, one of the original. All. Yeah, the original's the same exact movie. They just didn't run.
Yeah,
and of course it was like 1980s or 90s, and yeah, it didn't age well. That's pretty rough.
Oof. I think the story holds up pretty good. I'm gonna give it to Dawn of the Dead.
Across the board.
Yeah, no candle.
That just like makes you think, like if zombies really ran, dude, we're screwed. Yeah.
I've had one too many tacos.
Mm-hmm.
Dang it, it happened for me.
Like I can still sprint for like a solid 10 seconds, but I mean, those things.
Yeah.
No, I could go longer, but like those things do not said. Get tired, you know.
Dude, I'm gonna get a Charlie horse.
eat him! Oh, get away!
You gonna shame him?
Oh, yeah.
All right,
next bracket. Okay, we got Creepshow 2 going up against Evil Dead 2013.
Versus which one?
Evil Dead.
Sorry, bro. Mm. Evil Dead.
Oh, man.
Evil Dead.
You know what? As much as you guys are praising it, I think I was going to vote for that one. Even though I haven't seen it. I like Creepshow 2. You guys are really selling this Evil Dead 2013 for me.
Oh, yeah.
It took a lot of crap when it first came out, and a lot of people hated on it, especially with the new one that just came out not that long ago. It aged well, and a lot of people are going back and watching it, and they're like, oh, you know, this is a damn good movie. Why did everyone say it sucked? Because it did.
Yeah.
It was a damn good movie.
I went to go watch it in theaters, and like as soon as I heard Rise was coming out, I was like, yeah, I'm watching that one in theaters too.
Cause I ain't gonna lie, that first night I saw it, cause I saw it like at 12 at night, I was not able to sleep because,
dude,
I swear to God, this is a true story. The barracks I lived in, cause I was in the Marine Corps at the time, those were haunted, and I swear to God, we decided to watch it like 12 at night, and dude, I'll be seeing like shadows run from like the bathroom, cause I only had like the bathroom lights on. And you'll see like a shadow run across the little light, and we're like,
oh, "Screw him,
dude!" It's a good movie. Watch it.
Well, it might have to if it wins number one. Shoot. Next up, we've got Conjuring 2 Okay. That one beat Evil Dead Rise, correct?
Conjuring 2-1.
Yeah.
Did it?
Yeah. I think so.
It was at this moment that he knew. He f***ed up.
During the editing process, I realized that I accidentally eliminated Evil Dead Rise. This was supposed to be a triple threat. My bad.
All right, so we got Conjuring 2 up against The Conjuring number 1. Oh, that's... Damn. All
right, okay.
Well, there will only be one Conjuring moving forward.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm on number 1.
I think I'm 2.
Okay, are you saying Conjuring number 1 or Conjuring number 2?
Conjuring number 1 for me.
Okay.
Part 1.
Conjuring 2.
2.
I think I'm agree. Conjuring number 2.
Damn.
Next bracket. Child's Play 2. Going up against The Puppet Master 2. Oh, man. No. Two puppets going up against each
other.
I don't know.
As much as I like Puppet Master,
yeah.
I just think Chucky is scared, legit scared the crap out of me.
Yeah.
And
the Puppet Master's for the good guys.
Yeah. So is it really considered a horror movie if they're the superheroes?
Superheroes.
With all the murder?
Yeah. I think they're a little bad.
Next bracket, we have 28 Days Later. That'll be number 1. Going up against number 2, Dawn of the Dead 2004.
Oh.
Man,
dude.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Oh, please click on the link below and subscribe. Become a bro. And join the...
Brochachos.
Brochachos. Subscribe.
Yeah, do it. You owe it to yourself. You've earned it. You sat through this far? You've earned it. Do it. You want it. You need it. We need it. Come on, hit that subscribe, hit that follow. Love you guys.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
All right.
Dude. Ooh. Sorry, bro.
Dawn of the Dead.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, Shaun of the Dead it is.
Shaun, you know what? Say what you will, Shaun of the Dead was good too.
Dude, that was a horrible movie.
It was a damn
movie.
Good movie. It was a comedy. What do you say?
Horrible.
It was good.
Dude, there were some great moments in that movie.
Yeah, there.
It's wonderful.
All right, baby. What you got?
Brendan,
what
I
you
saw
got?
That.
It doesn't even matter. It's already been outloaded.
Yeah. I was probably going to go Dawn of the Dead. Just because I think it's a great classic movie, classic zombie movie, but 28 Days Later is damn good.
Yeah. Oh, it is.
I can't be mad at either way. way it went. So, we eliminated we went through all the Evil Deads. So, we got one here in the semifinals. Evil Dead 2013, going up against The Conjuring 2.
Evil Dead for me.
Oh my god.
What?
Dude. Boat, what were you going to go for?
Did you go one?
I went one.
The three of you went Evil Dead?
Yep.
Holy crap. I was going to go Conjuring too.
Damn.
I was going to go Conjuring.
Dude, is that damn good.
Wow. That is insane.
You got to watch it, man.
Yeah. The fact that you haven't watched it yet.
That's
a problem. Surprising to me.
That's a problem.
Wow, I kind of think it's going to take it now, just because, holy crap, if it be Conjuring 2, which is one of my absolute favorites.
Holy moly, dude.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, Conjuring 2 is really good, but man, I'm telling you, like, Evil Dead. I think I actually enjoy Evil Dead Rise more.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah.
Rise was, like, phenomenal, so
yeah,
they're both damn good. The whole series is damn good, but those two, they went back to the horror roots, and it's just raw footage, it looks like, dude. It's scary. There's some messed up stuff in it.
They did their... I don't know if they did CGI. I don't know if they did, like, practical effects. It looks so good. I mean, it doesn't look good. I wouldn't want it to happen to me. But it looks good, you know?
All right. And our next bracket is going to be Child's Play 2 versus Dawn of the Dead 2004.
Do you want a killer doll or do you want zombies?
Number
That's
two.
Really the question.
Dawn of the Dead for me.
Oh, man.
BB, you got to throw a number up.
Zombies, man.
It's going to be Dawn of the Dead, baby.
Dude.
Dawn of the Dead.
Yep.
It's just such a good zombie movie, man.
It's so too good. Yeah, and I think it just holds up better than Child's Play 2 does. Like, don't get me wrong. Back in the day, Chucky was scary, but zombies are scary any day of the
week. Yeah.
Especially fast zombies.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Especially when you have one, like, just walking by, and he turns around, and he's missing, like, half his body, and sprints at you full speed, like, ugh.
Bruh.
Dude, when they go into the, was it the parking garage?
Oh.
And that one's like,
they're hanging out the pipes.
Oh my god. What the hell was that?
Dude. Yeah.
I always wonder, how did he get up there?
It don't matter. Just run your ass off. Yeah. Oh my god.
How was it? Like, Charlie, don't leave me.
Yeah. Oh my god, it's so good. All right.
Oh, this is going to be a good matchup. I could go either way now. The finals. Best horror movie for the show. Evil Dead 2013 versus Dawn of the Dead 2004.
Before anybody puts their number up, are we doing personal preference or are we doing straight horror? What are we
personal
doing?
Personal preference.
Yeah.
Personal preference. Your... choice. You're...
I'm just going based off what got me more scared.
Okay.
Okay.
Not including like story or anything like that. Just what got me scared more. In honor of the spooky show today.
Man, I still don't even have.
You ready or not yet?
Not yet. Oh man.
I mean, there's some sick stuff.
I'm ready.
Evil Dead. So, I mean, you got Deadites doing some wicked, stupid, weird, messed up, bloody, gory stuff versus zombies. Fast zombies.
It's such a good story, though. It's a good survival story.
It is. All right.
It's essentially, do you want a demon or zombies?
I'm ready.
I'm not even looking at it like that. It's more... I chose the one that I find enjoyable.
One you've seen.
The one I haven't seen Evil Dead 2013, but I just know that I very, very, very much enjoy the story, and then that baby scene.
Yep.
You know the
we know
the,
what you voted for.
I got it. Yeah. So, I mean, for you guys, it's coin toss. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or the three of you actually seem to really, you know, it could go either way. Ta-da!
Damn.
Evil Dead 2013. Wow, that is...
Yeah, that's a tough choice for me, dude.
And for all the fans, my brothers know I'm the zombie guy. That's my thing. I love zombies. But out of the two, Evil Dead wins.
Yeah. Wow. I think if you haven't watched BB, if you haven't watched Evil Dead Rise, I implore that you go and watch them, preferably in a dark room at night, and take an extra pair of underwear.
And you might enjoy it more if you have your wife/girlfriend there, so you can see their reaction too.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Dawn of the Dead is a really good matchup. Like, there was a time where like I preferred not to watch it alone, but you know what? I'm gonna say Evil Dead did me dirty.
Wow,
a good dirty pair of underwear is what
Took
I mean.
Your brown pants.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what I'm going to be watching this year.
Got
some catching up to do.
So before we end the show, can I throw in a guilty pleasure that I thought of in the middle of the show that I remembered?
Guilty pleasure. Remember,
for me.
Honorable.
The Night of Demons.
Okay.
Back in the day, when I was little, I was scared of that one.
I wasn't scared of it, but I did very much enjoy it. It's just cheesy fun.
Yeah.
I like it. It's a fun watch, for sure. Demon Knight, yeah.
Is it Demon Knight or is it Night of Demons?
I think it's Night of Demons.
Night of Demons, yeah.
I think so.
I'd have to actually look up what like the box cover. It doesn't sound familiar.
Because I remember watching that when I was like 6 or 7, dude. And back in the day. That's why I say it's a guilty pleasure of mine. Because I remembered in the spirit of Halloween.
It looks creepy as hell.
Yeah, it was a little creepy, but it was never one of those where I was like scared to watch it, even as a kid.
I got a few honorably mentions as well.
All right.
Give it to us.
Y'all ever see The House back in the day?
The House?
I don't think I did watch that one.
I haven't. No. How about Two Girls, One Cup?
I think we got a new winner.
Oh, but if
you, Evil Dead.
If you've never seen The House, I think they made like 2 of them. I don't know how to explain it because it was all like out there. And it's been like I said, 20, 30 years since I've seen it. But it was kind of scary. It's like there's a lot of monsters and stuff inside this house. And it's just creepy. It's weird. Plus, there's another one like The Gate. The Gate's another one. If y'all never seen that.
Okay.
I haven't seen it.
It's like a little hole in the ground, and it's a gate to hell. It's pretty cool.
I might actually watch that one. Minarum, would it have made a difference for you if it had been 28 weeks later as opposed to 28 days?
I like both of them. As far as equally, I don't know. They're both damn good movies. You've got to watch the first one and then watch the second one.
Yeah,
for sure.
So if you've never seen the first one, you got to watch it. And I wouldn't suggest watching the second one without watching the first one first.
Right.
But, I agree. I mean, they're both damn good. So, they were different. I just remember that one scene where, like, the general dude gets, a splat of blood in his eye. And then he just starts turning. I'm like, come on, man. That's my boy. And now he's dead.
From The Crow, right?
Yep. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Such great movies.
No, I mean, they were both damn good. It was a nice different take on the second one because I guess, you know, it took like 28 weeks or whatever, and then they just kind of died off, which makes sense.
Yep.
You know, between decomposing and all kinds of stuff, you know, they would die off pretty damn quick.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, you got Walking Dead where it's like 10 years later and they're still walking around. It's like, dude, that's not possible.
Yeah.
Especially in the hot sun.
Yes, my honorable mention would be Demon Knight, which I confused with yours, Guns, earlier.
Which one's Demon Knight?
That's the one where Billy Zane is the collector. It's kind of like...
It's Tales from the Crypt, right?
Yeah. He's after some chick.
That's the one I thought you were going to bring up.
Yeah. Blood of Christ.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that was such a good one.
Oh, yeah. It's cheesy. Ooh, it's fun.
That's me giving you the finger.
that was great.
Such a fun movie.
That one up.
No,
yeah.
I love that one too. I would say that's a guilty pleasure of mine as well.
that's when
he talked about Night of Demons and you kept saying Demon Night. That's what I kind of figured you were saying because I love that movie.
Oh yeah, it's a great movie.
Yeah. When you were saying Tales of the Crypt, I was like, I don't think it's Tales of the Crypt, so I didn't bring it up. But if it was that one, I might have gotten that one.
Well, gentlemen, this has been fun, entertaining, and as usual, very, very sexy. I hope you guys enjoyed yourselves. I know I did. But with that being said, please visit us at www.dsfls.com, where you can listen to all of our prior episodes. We do a bunch of fun stuff. Tournament, rankings, we talk movie, we talk TV, we talk video games, anime, a whole bunch of cool, fun stuff. Come check us out. You can also follow us on social media. AJK, where can they follow us?
They can find us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, now X, TikTok, YouTube, and Threads. If you're looking for the uncut episodes, if you want to hear Minarum call BB and
Dang,
yeah, he said it. It's in there.
Oh.
Go back and listen. Oh, he checks out on Patreon.
That's so kind of guard.
If you're on the go, Guns, where can they find us?
You can find us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and sweet, sweet Pandora.
Sweet Pandora.
Love Pandora.
Never said anything better about Pandora.
Never.
Yeah.
You guys kill me with that.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. This is Bogus Bird sending out.
It's gonna sign out.
This is AJK saying see you later.
This is Minarum signing out. The champ.
The champ.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
there
baby.
He's champ. The
yeah.
champ.
Damn. And for Mr. Mike Oxhart, there will be some trivia coming up pretty soon, I think.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
This episode is for you.
Catch you on the next one.
Peace.
Later.